Welcome to the Holistic Hotties Podcast. I'm your host, Kat Mansfield, and I'm on a mission to help you feel good naked. Not just with your clothes off, but with your masks off. Completely you, completely naked. I want to help you fall so in love with yourself that you can't help but feel good naked. I'm a certified holistic health coach, meditation teacher, and yoga teacher, traveling around the world to further satiate a curiosity for all things healing and true. Feeling good naked is so much more than eating healthily, the bubble baths, and the spa days. It's that deep sense of security, that deep sense of safety in your own body. Here, we're going to talk about how to overcome the roadblocks, the mindsets, the beliefs, and the self-imposed limitations that are keeping you from embodying the most radiant, holistically hot version of you. By pressing play, you're one step closer to feeling good naked. Let's do this.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Holistic Hotties. So glad you're here and excited to jump into this week's episode, this week's discussion. So today I want to talk about the in-between. I want to talk about the time, the space that we occupy in between old version of self and new version of self. It's this transition spot, and it can be super freaking uncomfortable. I know that because I feel like I've been in one for the last 10 days or so, where I feel like I'm floating in between, where the old version of me doesn't necessarily resonate with me any longer. I'm ready to move on to embrace a new expanded version of self. And yet the new version of self hasn't quite settled in. It's like my finger slots are slowly falling into the finger slots of this new version of self. My toe slots, like my body is slowly coming into this new version of self, but it hasn't quite clicked, hasn't quite snapped into full embodiment yet. And so it's in this in-between. And so how do we navigate that in-between? Because I've noticed a lot of what comes up in this space is doubt, is fear, is dog paddling energy, is a craving to settle. That's a lot of what it feels like in this in-between. Let me grab onto something. Let me get some sort of dopamine hit. Damn it. Let me get something so that I feel more comfortable in this moment, in this in-between, in this hovering just outside of the click into the new version of self. And the reason that I want to talk about this time is because it is such a potent time. It is such a time to build the strength of our trust in our journey, in our unique journey. It is such a time to lean into our knowing, our practices, our determination to create even harder. Like you just love even harder on self, on your visions, on others. Like it is such a potent time. So I want to talk about some ways to navigate it, some ways to use this time as a gift, as a time to build an even stronger foundation when you eventually land and click into this new version of self. It's almost like the click, the full step into of this bigger version gets to shine even brighter because you've used this in-between time to build stronger practices, to build a strong foundation, to rely even deeper on self, to insource even harder to find love, to find comfort, even though it feels like the hardest time to do so. So I think one of the first things to do that is extremely important in this time is becoming intentional about creating space, becoming intentional about clearing out what no longer aligns with you. And this can be as material as cleaning out your closet, as cleaning out your car, as legitimately just creating space in your physical space for newness to come in, for what is more aligned to come in. And legitimately just an example, a tangible example. You clear out your closet so that there's actually legitimate room in your closet for new pieces of clothing to come in that are more aligned with this new expression of self. And for some of us, even just cleaning out our closet can be so difficult, can be so overwhelming to let go of old articles of clothing that we once so deeply identified with. This flower dress was Kat at 22. You know, like we all have this one piece of clothing that we're holding on to, or a few pieces of clothing that we're holding on to because it just reminds us of that version of self that we love, something about that version of self that we love. And we hold on to it physically in this material world that looks like, yeah, holding on to old articles of clothing or trinkets or things that we place so much identity and meaning onto. And what would happen if we let go of that? What would it mean? Who would I be if I didn't still have that version of self at the ready to access? If I didn't still have that version of self living in my closet, who am I? Because so much of me still identifies with this past version of me. And instead of living in that energetic space where we're so attached to, identified with these past versions of self. And again, that can look like the clothes that we're keeping, the friendships that we're still expending energy towards that no longer resonate with us, the ways that we're spending our time on the weekends that don't really fill our cup anymore. All of these things that we fill space with, tangible, physical space, and energetic space. We get to take inventory of it all in this time, in this in-between, so that we create the space for the new version of self to more seamlessly seep into. We are creating space so that our bigger version of self, a more expanded version of self, can fully embody that space, like can get as big as it possibly can in that space. It's like trying to stretch in a crowded antique shop versus trying to stretch an open yoga studio. Just how that energetically feels, where there's so much space, you're the only one in the room, and you can just extend your arms, extend your legs, twirl, jump, take up all of the space versus trying to do that in a crowded antique shop, right? Like you can barely move without breaking. You can barely move without knocking something over. You're walking on eggshells. You're so small. You're so alert. You are so inhibited. And what we're meant to do is use this space in between, use this discomfort to give us permission to live uninhibited, to give us permission to fully welcome the new version of self that we know is on the way in because we can feel it. How do we feel it? Because we're in this in-between and it feels like uneasiness. It feels like heightened sensitivity. It feels like what the hell is going on at moments. It's like, where are all the things that I've put so much energy towards? Where are they all? I feel like I've done so much work. Where is it all? And it's coming. That's the thing. It's materializing in the 3D. And that takes time. We make all these leaps and bounds in our practices in the meta. You know, we create so much in this expansive present moment when we're dropped into our meditation, when we're dropped into our practices. We are creating so much, and it then has to materialize in the 3D, which takes a lot longer because this world is so much denser. So it's that time before it has materialized where we have the choice to doubt our practices, to doubt that anything is coming, to doubt that there is a specific, unique, energetic fingerprint specifically for us that is ours, that unlocks the safe to a life so much more beautiful, so much more divine than we can conceive of. Or we don't doubt that and we lean even more into that truth, even more into the knowing that that's waiting for us, that that's coming, that that's on its way. And thus, this present moment right now is perfect. It's not meant to be anything different than exactly as it is. So from that place, we get to mobilize. From that place, we get to start moving energy, clearing space, and all the while being fueled, being motivated by this knowing that more aligned relationships, more aligned opportunities, more aligned clothing, wardrobe, more aligned friendships are coming in by creating the space for them to exist. You know, it's like if you show up to a party and, you know, it's a small kitchen or it's a small downstairs where everyone's hanging out and there's 100 people in there and everyone's slammed against the wall and everyone's, you know, uncomfortable and hot and yelling over each other. I walk up to that party. I'm like, yeah, no, I'm going to hang out outside. or go home. That's what I'm doing in response to that situation. There's no way I'm trying to squeeze in there. So how do we expect the new version of self to come in, to fully take up all of the space in our body, every cell, every finger slot, every toe slot, if there's no energetic space for it in our lives? Like, it won't. And then we'll stay stuck. And stuckness is just holding on to safety, holding on to our perceived illusion of safety. And that often is in the form of our past selves, the past versions of self that we identify with. And instead, we get to cherish, integrate all the past versions of self and create space for something new. So I get to integrate teenage Kat, late teens Kat, early 20s Kat, mid 20s Kat. I get to integrate and bring with me as I move forward all of the parts of those versions of self that I love so dearly, which are so many parts of her. And I get to bring all of those. And I get to release all of the parts of Kat that no longer resonate, but in such a cherished release, right? It's not this throw it to the curbside, you don't serve me anymore. It's this, I'm letting go of this. I'm letting go of the version of Kat that was so attached to certain stories, of the insecurity, of the dependence, of the codependence, of the shame, of the compulsion to get smaller. I'm letting go of those parts because those aren't true. Those aren't the essence. Those aren't Kat. That's not even me. I'm not letting go of anything that's me. I'm bringing with me all of the parts that are me, and I'm letting go of all of the parts that are not me so that more of me, more of truth, more of love, more of light, more of the essence that is all of us can come in. And that's the next level. That's the up level. When you're more in your alignment, when you're more in your authenticity, that's the next level. And then we get to live there for a little bit. We get to manifest from that place. We get to call in what resonates with that version of self, which is going to be higher frequency things, higher frequency relationships, opportunities, wardrobes. You know, it's higher frequency existence. And we get to be there for a little bit. And then what happens? We grow out of that version of self and we get to expand again. We get to step into the next version of self. And it's this continual, never ending, slowly moving transition towards truth, more and more and more so. In every up level, in every stepping into of a higher, more authentic, more aligned version of self, we clear more space from our past version. We take inventory. We so tenderly, so compassionately look at every part of our lives and ask ourselves, what here no longer energizes me? What here no longer resonates with me? And side note, if it's a big thing that's coming up, like a relationship or a career or a place you're living, if it's big things that feel so big, and it's not like this dress, ha ha ha, you know, if it's big things, give yourself permission to just know. To just know that it no longer serves you, and that the next move, the next step as to how to move closer into alignment for self is going to unfold itself. You don't have to have all the answers now. You don't have to pull the trigger now. You don't have to make that big move or text your lover right now and end it. You don't have to do anything in this moment except for observe. All you have to do in this moment is observe and know that the in-between, the transition into the next level, into the next version of self is sticky. And that radiance, that next level of self, that more authentic, more aligned version of self that you are stepping into in this moment, albeit be slowly, albeit you're slowly transitioning into this new shell, albeit slow and albeit painful in moments and albeit uncomfortable, it is marinating in the truth that this in-between doesn't last forever. This in-between is a part of the journey. This in-between is a part of the up-level. And without it, growth isn't possible. Without it, expansion isn't possible. So if you value expansion, if you value growth, navigating this time is a part of it. It's a part of the journey. And the more we're able to embrace it, the more we're able to view it as a gift, to simply release into it, release into the heightened emotions, release into the turbulence, release into the perception of chaos, into the perception of incoherence, release into it, allow for it, simply surrender to it, then the more peaceful these in-between times begin to feel, the more readily we're able to use them as a powerful time to transmute, as a powerful time to hunker down in our practices, in ourself, in our safety, so that we emerge bigger, stronger, more apt, more embodied as an individual. So I hope you walk away from this conversation knowing two things. One, a powerful way to exist in this space, if you too find yourself in an in-between right now, is to take inventory of where you could clear out space. Where can you create more space in your life for more alignment, more authenticity, for the new version of self to come in, and everything that this new version of self surrounds herself with in her life? Those relationships, those articles of clothing, all the hell yeses and hell nos that this expanded version of self plays with when she does exist, or he does exist, when they do exist. Where can you create space for that? Number one. Number two, navigate this time so tenderly, so compassionately, loving on yourself even harder as the observer, witnessing that it's uncomfortable, witnessing that it's painful, and choosing to bask in it anyway, choosing to release into it anyway, opening up your toolkit and looking at all of the things that are available to you to nurse yourself through this time. That can be time at the beach, time with a specific friend, time in the woods, time alone, time with friends, time with family, reading, listening to a certain podcast. That can be so many things at the ready available to you to act as support, to act as something to grab onto that is not the past version of self to help you navigate this in-between time. Trusting that the version of self that is coming, it's bigger, it's more expansive. And with that comes more opportunity, more permission to thrive in this life, if we're willing to step into the expansiveness, the embodiment that is required to release into this moment, into truth. It's really peaceful and it's really much easier than we think. It simply requires remembering the truth of who you are. Every moment. That's what it comes back to every time. That's the message, people. Okay. Well, I am going to sign off. I hope you've all enjoyed this conversation. I'll be back next week and love you. Mwah.